Zetta and Trey in the morning. Gargano and Martinez, middays. Missanelli afternoons.
This is the sports voice of the new Philadelphia.
97.5 The Fanatic. Burlington, Philadelphia. Broadcasting live from the Xfinity Studios, only from Comcast.
Day. It is finally game day. It feels like we haven't had a football game to talk about in this town forever. It is one of the many reasons I cannot stand Thursday night football games, but it has finally arrived. It is Sunday, and the Eagles do play the Carolina Panthers in just a few hours. I am Pat Egan. I am with you until 10 o'clock, leading you up until the Fanatic pregame show with Devon Givens and Tyrone and Bob and John, and they'll get you guys set up. But we only got an hour, so let's kick it off. 610-632-0975. Pretty simple questions today of what, you know, look, we're not trying to reinvent the wheel here. What are your biggest concerns with this game? How do they win it? And I have another question that I'll get into after I lay out my concerns about this game. But my biggest concerns against this Carolina Panthers team is quite simply the offensive line. The offensive line of the Philadelphia Eagles coming into this season should have been an advantage. It should have been one of the strengths. I repeatedly came on the air and many times have said that the Philadelphia Eagles offensive line is one of the best in the NFL. And when you factor in the defensive line, the Eagles have the best lines in the league. They might not have the best defensive line. They might not have the best offensive line. But when you combine the two, no team can match up with the power of the Eagles when it comes to the lines. And then the games got played. And Jason Peters looked old. And I don't know what the hell happened to Lane Johnson. I mean, my only explanation for it is he spent the entire offseason drinking Bud Light, with all due respect to Lane. And I have confidence that he'll get his swagger back. Jason Peters, though, is really the one for me that really, really concerns me. Because this is a guy who wasn't playing at a high level before this injury. And now you're throwing the injury into it and just basically based out of pride, this guy's going to play. And because he's such a legend, you have to play him. You have to. There's no other choice. You're not going to sit the guy because the negative impact in the locker room and the visuals, you know, it's a lot like sitting Eli Manning. I'm sure a lot of Giants fans out there are done with Eli Manning. I'm sure they want to move on. I'm sure they want to see what else they have. Ben McAdoo last year tried to sit Eli Manning. You saw the negative impact. It would be similar if Doug Peterson came out and said, we really respect Jason Peters. We appreciate all he did. We're going to move on. We're going to see what we have in Big V. They can't do it. So this is a guy who wasn't playing at a high level before this injury, and now you're adding the injury into it. With your quarterback coming off major knee surgery, I'm not confident in this offensive line. And it's sad that I was sitting there when the injury was announced thinking, all right, at least he'll be out. At least he'll be out. At least we can get Big V in there, see what he can do. He didn't play poorly in the games he's played this season. He played really well down the stretch last season when he had to fill in for Jason Peters. Jason Peters is flat out shot. His best days are well behind him. Father Time is undefeated. He's about to KO Jason Peters, and yet you're adding this injury into it. That is my biggest concern with this game going into it. Because if you allow Carson Wentz to have time in the pocket, if you allow him to just have a few seconds to read a defense, he will pick you apart. I think it's pretty clear as we sit here in week 7, I think it's pretty safe to say that Carson Wentz is back. Carson Wentz has played at an elite level and an MVP level that you saw last season. He's carried it over. And it's gotten to the point where I'm no longer really thinking about the knee when he falls down, when he gets hit. I don't want to see him get hit, obviously. It's a concern. But it's not the first thought that comes into my head because he just immediately hit the ground running and looked fine. But in order to have Carson Wentz playing his best, you need to keep him upright. And it's hard to do that with this offensive line as banged up as they are. You know, the bookend tackles have not lived up to the hype. And now we've got a bookend tackle coming in that's injured with a pretty serious injury that he's going to quote-unquote play through. Your other bookend tackle is dealing with a high ankle sprain that he's going to play through. So the question really is, how effective are these two guys going to be when they weren't that effective when they were 100% healthy? And against the Carolina pass rush, I am concerned about that. If I was a defensive coordinator game planning against the Eagles, I would be coming at them with all firepower, all blitzes on the edge, trying to get after the quarterback, because that right now is the weak point. And it's shocking to say that, because coming into the season, as I alluded to earlier, they were such a strength. And now you're looking at it as a fan going, my God, Jordan Mailata, please, please, please get good in a hurry. And the fact that we're sitting here and praying to the football gods that a former rugby player, that a guy who probably didn't even know what football was a year ago, get good in a hurry because our future first ballot Hall of Fame left tackle is shot, you know, it's not a good sign. It's not a good sign for success. But it's the cards we're dealt in the NFL, and it's the way it is. The cornerbacks of the Eagles going up against the weapons of the Carolina Panthers. I say weapons because other than Devin Funchess, they don't really have a lot of receiving threat. I know Torrey Smith is out there. I appreciate all he did for the Eagles last year, especially catching that ball off Keanu Neal's knee. But other than Devin Funchess, they don't really have a wide receiver threat, but their tight end in Greg Olsen is a major, major, major factor. And then you add in Christian McCaffrey out of the backfield. You know, they definitely, definitely have some weapons. And then you take out Sidney Jones from the secondary because he's banged up for a couple weeks. And you're looking at an already depleted secondary that hasn't really played all that well. They played really well last week, all right? I do want to give them their just due. Jalen Mills, who I've gotten on a ton on these airwaves, really showed out last week. Really played at a high level. Hopefully they can lock these guys down again this week. Looking on paper, all right, Greg Olsen's really the linebacker's concern. So all you gotta really worry about is Devin Funchess. You went against Torrey Smith and practiced a ton last year. You know what he's bringing to the table. When Torrey Smith was shipped out of Philadelphia, it was, all right, we're losing Torrey Smith. We're getting Mike Wallace, though. Mike Wallace is probably a better Torrey Smith. There's a reason why they pretty much gave Torrey Smith up. And the other advantage, the other concern, I should say, is the linebackers against Christian McCaffrey. Christian McCaffrey is the real deal. You know, they played an incredible running back last week in Saquon Barkley. I mean, Penn State fans know it. Anyone who watched him at Penn State knows it. That dude is the real deal. And it doesn't get any easier this week, because Christian McCaffrey is an all-purpose yards machine. He is an absolute beast. And to handle that dude out of the backfield is going to be an issue all day. So those are my concerns. What are yours? 610-632-0975. The advantages I have for this game are the wide receivers against Carolina's secondary. As I said earlier, if Carson Wentz has time, you should be able to pick this team apart. Just pick them apart. And one of the ways you can do that is by exploiting the secondary of Carolina, which is not that good. But I do have a couple other questions. And Lamar, I'm going to get to you in a second. 610-632-0975. One of my biggest questions is, why is there no buzz for this game? We've talked about it off air at the station. Just walking around town, I haven't really heard buzz. Twitter, I haven't heard buzz. I don't know if it's because the Sixer season started. I don't know if it's the way the Sixer season started against Boston, losing that game. I don't know if it's the Markelle Fultz talk. It just seems to me that there is absolutely no buzz for this game. Now, last week, I somewhat understand it because we're playing a bad Giants team. But this week, we're playing a Carolina team that's 3-2. Granted, they probably should be 2-3. They squeaked by the New York Giants in another game where the Giants lose on a long field goal, like late seconds of the game. But still, you're playing a pretty decent football team and there's no buzz. And we've talked about on this station a quote-unquote Super Bowl hangover with the team. And I completely buy into that. I think this team is suffering from a Super Bowl hangover. I think a lot of the players went out, did the dance. You know, Jason Kelce was out at this event, that event. He was playing with the Mummers at this event. Lane Johnson's hanging out with Bud Light, getting it delivered to his house. So I believe that there is a Super Bowl hangover. I think it's real. I feel like there is a Super Bowl hangover, though, with the fans. And I'm wondering if you feel the same way. These games used to mean so much to this city. Every single game, no matter who it was against, it could be against Temple, and it would be a massive game. And yet, I just don't feel like that's the case anymore. And I feel like the fans are suffering from a Super Bowl hangover where, hey, yeah, I know this is a big game, but hey, life is good. We won the Super Bowl last year. So 610-632-0975, what is your biggest concerns? Do you feel like there's a Super Bowl hangover with the fans right now? And then finally, the trade deadline is quickly approaching. It's about a week away. Do you still think the Eagles need to make a move? Apparently, my producer, Dylan McKinnon, tells me that the Dolphins want a third-round pick for Devontae Parker. A lot of Eagles fans out there want an outside wide receiver. He would be one of them. Would you give up a third-round pick for Devontae Parker? And if not, do you think this team needs to make a move, or are they good as constructed? Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Lamar in Philly. Lamar, you're on the Fanatic.
How you guys doing this morning?
Good. How are you?
Not too bad. I want to talk about the secondary. After watching last week's game and watching Schwartz kind of switch it up and allow Malcolm to play back a little bit, I kind of felt like it allowed the cornerbacks to play more aggressive and not worry about getting beat over the top. I feel like if they do that today, it'll be a rout. I just don't trust Cam Newton to be accurate enough to basically be able to beat the cornerbacks that we have along with our safeties.
Yeah, and another thing that, and I didn't mention in the advantages for the Eagles, is the Eagles' line against the Carolina Panthers' offensive line. And I talked a lot about the struggles with our offensive line, in particular the bookend tackles. Both tackles for the Carolina Panthers are out. So they're playing their backups at both left and right tackle. You can get to Cam Newton and make it uncomfortable, as you just alluded to. You know, I don't have faith in him either, that he's going to just pick you apart from the pocket with Devin Funchess on the outside being your only weapon. He's going to have to check down a lot to Greg Olsen and Christian McCaffrey. So if you're able to do that, if you're able to lock up those wide receivers from the secondary position, it's going to be an uncomfortable day for Cam.
I feel like the only way he will get off is if Schwartz goes back to bringing Malcolm down in the box. For some reason, we like to bring Malcolm in the box. And whenever you do that, it leaves the cornerbacks to doing too much thinking. They get in double moves, and we all know what happens at that point.
Yeah, the double moves, man, are killer for them. But they definitely did look at like a different secondary last week. Lamar, real quick, what is the score of the game?
I say if Schwartz keeps Malcolm back, I say today it'll be a route 27-6.
27-6, Lamar. I appreciate the phone call. Yeah, I didn't get too much into that, but in regards to the offensive line of the Panthers, I talked about it earlier about how the strength of the team should have been the lines for the Eagles, and the line being, you know, the defensive line, the offensive line, obviously. Defensive line wise, team's back to being healthy. Derek Barnett is back this week. Brandon Graham on the outside. Those guys should feast today. The problem is, I've said this before, though. I've come on the air and said that, you know, it shouldn't even be a close game. They should go out and dominate. I said it with the Tampa Bay game. I said it with the Tennessee game. And guess what? They didn't. They struggled. So on paper, you look at it. Yeah, all right. You're playing backup tackles. You're playing a quarterback who's mobile, but if he gets hit, he's not a fan of it. Although, granted, what quarterback is, to be fair. So you should be able to have a decent day on the defensive line. But if the secondary can lock them up and Cam starts scanning the field, no one's open, and that gives the defensive line time to get to him, the Eagles should have no problem today. No problem. But as Herm Edwards said, you play to win the game. And there's a reason why we play. We don't just chalk it up on paper. So 610-632-0975. Let's go to V-Hawk in Philly. V-Hawk, you're on the Fanatic.
Yo, good morning, man. Yo, it's funny you said the Philly hangover. I was just down. I was at the Sixers joint last night. What a game.
Dude, how awesome was that game? That game was amazing.
Unbelievable.
I mean, the fact that you win that game without Ben, like, he exits the game early, and it's like, all right, we're going to have to deal with Markell and a lot of T.J. McConnell. And they didn't miss a beat.
No, they didn't. Shout out to Embiid going off, and then shout out to J.J. Redick. And Covington came through in spurts late.
He did.
And the atmosphere is just crazy. And it's funny, when you said the Philly hangover, I caught myself, brother. I had my Sixers gear on this morning. I looked in the mirror. Hold up, it's Sunday. And I'm like, yo, let me get back in the form. And I'm a culprit of that. It's Sunday, and it's got to get in an Eagles form. So I was like, I had to wake myself up. So I was in Sixers mode. And so I looked in the mirror. I'm like, hold up, it's Eagles Sunday. Then I went to Wawa and media. Everybody usually lit up with green. I see one little girl with 3 years old with an Eagles jersey. It was flat. And I feel what you're saying, man, because that is the shift to the Sixers and Flyers, or we can't, you know, but I feel like we have this moment like almost every year. Like, remember before we were doubtful in the midseason, before we caught fire, marching on. But I'm like, I feel you. And I'm like, I gotta wake up, man. I had to smack myself in the face. Hold up, it's Eagles Sunday in Carolina. Let's get busy.
Yeah, no, I kind of had the same thing, man. Like I stopped at Wawa before I came in. It was the same thing. I was the only one wearing Eagles stuff. And, you know, it just took me back, like, hold up. You know, this didn't used to be like this in this city. It used to be everybody wearing Eagles stuff. And I feel like we've just gotten kind of complacent where, all right, you know, the statement of, like, I can finally die happy now, a lot of fans are having that effect of, like, all right, I can die happy. Now let's move on to the Sixers getting their championship. And that's one of the reasons you're seeing so much Sixers stuff out, because the fans are no longer so thirsty for that Super Bowl championship as they are for, you know, the Larry O'Brien championship. But,
yo, bro, you called it on the money, but this is why I'm going to overthrow Boston. We got the best fans in the city, and we can't get complacent. How they always stand focused with dominating, so we got support at all. But I got court of it too, so I got to call myself out, man. Have a blessed morning, bro.
You too. V-Hawk, real quick, what's the score of the game?
The score of the game? I like the line, 27-17, Eagles.
27-17.
If we can lock up the secondary and keep Cam contained, I think we can swallow this game in three, and fourth, we marching home.
I appreciate it, man. 610-632-0975. Yeah, I just feel like there's a Super Bowl hangover in this town. You know, and it wasn't the Giants game, but it was the Tennessee game where I came on, and Dylan was actually my producer for it, so he remembers it. I came on, and there was nothing. Like, I'm breaking down the game, I'm breaking down what they have to do, no buzz. And I'm like, hold up a second, this is an Eagles Sunday, and we are a few hours away from a football game in this town, and there is no buzz, and there was no buzz all week leading up to it. And I feel like the only reason there was buzz for last week's game was, one, it was an early week. You know, it was a Thursday night game. Two, it was a divisional opponent that we know very well. But then you win that game. You win that game convincingly. And then you have a long layoff, you know, Thursday to next Sunday being today. And all of a sudden, it's back to being no buzz. No buzz in this town. And you can't rip the players for having a Super Bowl hangover and not look yourself in the mirror like B-Hawk just did and say, hold up, why am I wearing Sixers gear on an Eagles Sunday where we used to live, eat, breathe, sleep, everything was get me to Sunday, get me to Eagles Sunday. So I definitely feel like there is a Super Bowl hangover. He talked about it, about going in a Wawa. I experienced it myself, you know, driving around the town. Walking out of my house, people are walking their dogs. It used to be everybody was wearing Eagles stuff. Now it's not so much. You know, and obviously there's Eagles fans out there. You're driving around. I'm sure you're, you know, going to be checked into the game at 1 o'clock. You know, you'll be checked into Tyrone and Bob and Devon and Joe, John. You'll be checked into all those guys. But the buzz, the we need to win this game means everything, I feel like that is no longer there. I'm not saying that, you know, people stop being fans. That's not the case at all. But the buzz in this town, I don't feel like it's there. 610-632-0975. B-Hawk talked about the Sixers game yesterday and about overtaking Boston. Boston's once again going for a championship. They're going for the World Series. And, you know, if you were to tell me back in 2008, 2009 that I'd be cheering for the Dodgers in 10 years for a World Series, I probably would have laughed at you. And here I am with Chase Utley on the Dodgers all dodgered up because I don't want to think about that, you know, ratty 15-year-old, 16-year-old Boston fan having another sign that says, like, been on the earth for 16 years, experienced 11 championships. I don't want to experience that again. But, so yeah, the Sixers game last night was absolutely awesome. J.J. Redick snapped on them. 31 points in, like, 30 minutes. I think he's still hitting threes out there. And big shot, Bob Covington came through, too, late with a big three. But that's where we're at with this town right now, is it seems like it's shifted from an Eagles town to a Sixers town because of that championship. I feel like if we did not win the Super Bowl last year, it would still be Eagles, Eagles, Eagles. But because we won the Super Bowl, it's now shifted to, all right, let's get the Sixers their championship. Let's focus on that young core. And the Eagles, yeah, we'll be checked in, but we'll really only be checked in on Sunday and Monday and Thursday if they play, and not so much the entire week. But if you disagree, 610-632-0975, because this is a big game. You know, I mean, we're looking at the Panthers' our schedule going into it. They beat the Cowboys 16-8 in week one. They lost to the Atlanta Falcons 24-31. They beat the Bengals 31-21. They squeaked by the Giants 33-31, and then they lost last week to the Redskins 23-17. So they're kind of a Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde team, where they kind of play up to their opponent a little bit. You know, the Falcons game, they lost, but the Bengals team, they won. I can't really figure this team out. I don't really think they're that good on paper. But in terms of this week, you know, on paper, they should win. But then again, it's why we play the game. Real quick, I got to tell you guys about this weekend's programming. It's brought to you by Recovery Centers of America. Call today at 1-800-RECOVERY or visit 1-800-RECOVERY.com/radio. So what are your biggest concerns going into this game? What concerns you most? What matchups do you like? And then also, do you think this team needs to make a move? The NFL trade deadline is week 8. This is week 7. So we're quickly approaching the deadline. This team does have some holds. Would you stand pat or would you make a move? It's being reported that the Dolphins want a third-round pick for Devontae Parker. Would you make that move? A lot of people, including myself, think they need another outside wide receiver. Or are you willing to sit back, sit tight, wait for Matt Collins and Mike Wallace to come back healthy and just going to the playoffs as is? This is a very winnable division. The division's really pretty garbage, to be honest with you. So the Eagles could very well win this division. It's theirs for the taking. But when you get in the playoffs, it's a whole different animal. So do they need to load up now or stand pat? We're good. Don't worry about it. We dealt with injuries last playoff, and we can deal with injuries this playoff too. 610-632-0975. I'm Pat Egan with you until 10 o'clock on The Fanatic.
97.5 The Fanatic. 97.5 The Fanatic invites you and your crew to the Fanatic pregame show and watch party at Sugar House Casino. Join Devon Gibbons, Bob Cooney, Tyrone Johnson, and NFL alum John Clark starting at 10 a.m. The first 97 fans grab a Fanatic prize pack and qualify to score tickets to the Dallas game. Stay for the official Fanatic watch party with Andrew. See the game on Fishtown Hop's huge 10x10 big screen. Dollar Dogs, $2 Miller Lite drafts, and $12 Miller Lite buckets. Plenty of free parking.
Presented by Sugar House Casino. Philly loves a winner.
Supported by Visit Philly and Gerhard's Appliances. This is Philadelphia's football station. 97.5 The Fanatic.
Well, I'm here with Jeff Schweitzer, CEO of Univest Bank. You know, as consumers, we love convenience and instant service. In fact, we're addicted to it. Now, Jeff, I would think this is also impacting the business world.
Absolutely, Mike. And I would say even more so today because the pace of business isn't slowing down. Business owners are time-starved and looking for simplification to be more competitive.
What are some ways the Univest is helping your business clients in this area?
By providing advice and solutions to help business owners achieve their financial dreams efficiently with one financial provider. Whether they're looking at loans for expansion, cash management solutions, insurance to protect their employees or business, or creating an effective retirement plan, they can get it all at Univest.
Well, that says it all. For business insights in banking, insurance, and investment solutions, contact Univest today. Univest Bank and Trust, member FDIC, Equal Opportunity and SBA preferred lender. Products offered through Univest Insurance Incorporated are not FDIC insured, not deposits of or bank guaranteed.
This is Jason Martinez for Conkerville Nissan. When you buy a car from Conkerville Nissan, driving it off the lot isn't the end of the story. It's just the beginning of the relationship. Over the life of your vehicle, they'll be there for the whole ride, building relationships that matter to you and your family. That's the Conkerville promise. Now's the time to drive a Conkerville Nissan like I do and save big. All 2018 Nissans must be sold this month. Get 0% financing on all 2018 Nissans and score a great deal with dealer rebates. This is your opportunity to get the Nissan with all the cool features you desire for an affordable price. Need a Nissan truck for commercial use or just fun? Check out the Nissan Titan, which comes with America's best truck warranty. 5-year, 100,000-mile bumper-to-bumper warranty. Also, the 2019 Nissans are arriving daily, including the totally redesigned Altima. Check inventory, deals, and financing at 202Nissan.com. That's 202Nissan.com. Conkerville Nissan on Route 202 South in Glen Mills.
It's not just any Wi-Fi. It's streaming in every room in your house, even in the backyard Wi-Fi.
Mom, we're going to watch movies in the treehouse.
That's fine, honey.
It's Wi-Fi that lets your family stream live TV and the most free movies and shows on any device they want.
Dad, can I watch cartoons on the tablet?
How about we use it to finish your homework instead?
Oh, man.
And it's Wi-Fi that can help you save on wireless when you include Xfinity Mobile with your internet.
Can we have some of that savings?
Nope, but your college fund can.
It's the best Wi-Fi experience from Xfinity that makes streaming and saving simple, easy, awesome.
Get started with Xfinity Internet, TV, and voice for $79.99 a month for 2 full years with a 2-year agreement. Plus, ask how you can save when you include Xfinity Mobile with your internet. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store today. Offer ends 10/28/18. Restrictions apply. Limited to the standard triple play for new customers. Equipment, taxes, and fees, including BTV and RSN fees extra and subject to change. After agreement term, regular rates apply.
I never really paid much attention to my wardrobe. I mean, really, us guys don't give a hoot about that stuff. Turns out other people do care. Like, say, your boss, your clients, your girlfriend, your wife. What you wear does matter. So I looked into Stitch Fix. The cool thing? I don't have to sweat the details. They take care of it for me. Even better, I don't have to shop for clothes. It's easy. Just visit stitchfix.com/Philly. Take a little quiz. You know, your size, budget, style preferences. Then Stitch Fix matches you with a personal stylist who picks clothes, shoes, and accessories you'll love. Pay a $20 styling fee and get a box full of items to try on. You only pay for what you like, and the $20 fee is applied to what you decide to keep. Keep all the items, and you'll get 25% off your entire purchase. Oh, and shipping, returns, and exchanges are always free. No subscription required, and you decide when you get your next fix. Start making the right impression now at stitchfix.com/Philly. You'll never have to shop for clothes again. Try it today at stitchfix.com/Philly.
French Creek Outfitters in Phoenixville, PA has everything you need for the great outdoors and beyond. Camping gear, kayaks, hunting apparel, or gifts, all the big names, they have them. Great selection of gun safes in stock, and don't worry about how you're going to move it, they deliver. French Creek Outfitters has indoor archery and shooting ranges too. French Creek Outfitters, located on Route 23, just west of Phoenixville. Shop them online at FrenchCreekOutfitters.com. French Creek Outfitters, why take a chance with anybody else?
Hey guys, Andrea Helfrich with the Flyers here, and I'm about to give you the scoop on a new ticket package you're going to love.
It's called the Flyers Adidas Pack, and not only does it include a ticket to your choice of 3 different Flyers games, but you also get a custom Adidas long sleeve tee, plus the Adidas duffel bag that the players use. The best part, the Adidas Pack starts at just $55. You gotta hurry though, it's only available for 3 games in October and November. So go grab yours right now at PhiladelphiaFlyers.com.
Hey, it's Andrew Salchunas. Join me to watch the Birds take on Carolina today at Sugar House Casino. Enjoy Dollar Dogs, $2 Miller Lights, and $12 Miller Lite Buckets. There is tons of free parking and prizes. Go to 975thefanatic.com for more information.
Let's go!
For Zeta and Trey in the morning, listen, 975 The Fanatic.
Hey, welcome back. Pat Egan with you until 10 o'clock, leading you into the Fanatic pregame show that will be at Fishtown Hops at Sugar House Casino. Join Devon Givens, Bob Cooney, Tyrone Johnson, who killed it, by the way, on his new show, Sixers Outsiders, last night. Debuted. I believe they're running a re-air of it. They will be running re-airs of it all all day and for the next coming days. But if you don't get, if you didn't get a chance to watch it and you see it coming up, definitely check it out. You absolutely slayed it. Tyrone, by the way, has the best t-shirts in the game. Yesterday he was wearing a Stay Golden Pony Boy t-shirt from the Outsiders. So I got the reference because it's Sixers Outsiders, the Outsiders. I see what he did there. But he absolutely slayed it. And NFL alum John Clark today starting at 10 a.m. at Fishtown Hops Sugar House Casino for the Fanatic pregame show. The first 97 fans grab a Fanatic prize pack and they qualify to score tickets to the Dallas game. Save for the official Fanatic watch party with Andrew Salchunas. See the game on Fishtown Hops huge 10x10 big screen. Dollar Dogs, $2 Miller Lite drafts, $12 Miller Lite buckets, plenty of free parking presented by Sugar House Casino. Philly loves a winner, supported by Visit Philly and Gerhard's Appliances. So definitely check that place out. It's always popping. And the guys do a great job down there with the watch party and also the pregame show. So if you're in the area, definitely stop on by and see the guys. Back to the Eagles, though, and the Carolina Panthers game and the Super Bowl hangover that I feel like what's happened to this town. I did put out a poll. You can find my Twitter at Pat_Egan. And I wrote week 7, and it seems like there just isn't a ton of buzz for this game. We've talked about a Super Bowl hangover for the team, but is there a Super Bowl hangover for the fans? And 46% say absolutely, where 54% say absolutely not. So 54% say there is no Super Bowl hangover, but I just feel like there's not that same urgency that we had. I'm not saying that people stop being fans, obviously, but there just doesn't seem that same urgency that we used to have in this town on an Eagles Sunday where, you know, it was, oh my God, we need to win this game or my whole week is ruined. No, now it's, look, if they lose the game, that's, it's going to bum me out, but Sixers play, you know, on Monday, so I'll be fine. 610-632-0975. Let's go to Bernie. He wants to talk about the buzz. Bernie, you're on the Fanatic.
Hey, hi. Thanks for taking my call. I just moved back here after being gone for 30-some years. I live up in central PA, north of Harrisburg, and I would get out of the womb an Eagles fan, you know, so it's... I just wanted to let you know that maybe that central Pennsylvania isn't a big city, but everywhere you go, every day, there's tons of people with Eagles uniforms on. You know, Eagle gear, I mean, for people, Eagle hats. And this is any level class of people. And I understand in the city you're concerned with it. I'm still in shock. I lived north of Houston the last 13 years. And I was stunned when the Eagles won. I was so happy, and like I was in tears, and I wish my parents were around to see them. And I think people are still a little bit in shock. It's maybe not just hangover, it's shock.
Yeah, so, I can definitely see that, you know, because I'm still in shock that they won the Super Bowl. Thinking back to that day, the fact how they did it still blows my mind. The fact that they did it with a backup quarterback beating that team. I'm relieved, though, that where you live, it's still that same buzz and that excitement for the games because, you know, in the city, it just I feel like there's not that buzz. But you're telling me, nope. If you travel a little bit outside the city, it's still, you know, everybody's bleeding green. Everybody's, you know, living and dying with the team. So I'm relieved about that. But what do you think the score of the game is today?
Oh, I easily think the Eagles are going to beat that child, Cam Newton, 27-13.
27-13. I appreciate the phone call. 610-632-0975. That is the third straight 27-point prediction we've had. Third straight. She brought up a really good point of, you know, all different types of people wearing Eagles stuff. That's the beauty about sports is you go to a game and, you know, you're sitting there cheering for the same team that Mike Trout cheers for. You know, it brings us all together as a community in a city, and that's one of the beautiful things that I love about Eagles football is, you know, no matter what we disagree with in regards to, you know, I guess real world problems being the best way I can put it, you know, politics wise, you put it aside and it's like Eagles Sunday comes and we're all Eagles fans. We all cheer for the same thing. You know, we cheer for the Eagles win and Dallas lose. And it's a beautiful thing in this city that I love. So I'm relieved that in some areas it's still that way. I mean, you guess where I live in the Manayunk area, it's, you know, just slacking. Maybe everybody's still, you know, sleeping from the night before. Flyer Rob, you're on the Fanatic.
Yo, what's up? I just wanted to get my little two cents in before I go into church.
Absolutely, man. How are you?
I'm blessed, man. So basically, I don't really think it's a hangover. I think it's a combination of two things. First of all, I'll get my prediction out of the way. Eagles win 38-21. I think that Carolina, you know, with them losing last week, it's going to be they're going to give us a little bit more of a fight this week than they normally do. But Carolina, you never know. One week they're hot, one week they're cold.
Yeah, so. they're very tough to predict, man. They are. They're very, you know, Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde with that team.
So here's what I think is going on. I think it's two things. I don't think it's hangover. First of all, human beings are creatures of habits. Okay, last week we didn't have a game on Sunday. It was a Thursday night game. So it's been a little bit over 7 days, so people kind of a little bit out of rhythm. They're going to be even more out of rhythm next week when they play the Jaguars overseas. So I think that's the first thing. I think people are like, oh, yeah, it's Sunday. Oh, yeah, Eagles. And I think the second thing is for 50 years, we've been known as, you know, next season. You know, we got to do it next season. You know, the laughable diehard Eagles fans that get the heartbroken all the time. So I think the identity is a little bit thrown off. Like you said, you're still in shock. I'm still in shock. I still don't know how to adjust in a way. Like, and thank God, because for years, New England stunk. And New England fans were nowhere around to be found. And if they did, they were in the closet. Then all of a sudden, New England wins a bunch of Super Bowls. Now all of a sudden, New England fans are the most pompous and arrogant fans you can find out there, besides Cowboy fans. So, you know, I'm glad that we're not in that direction. I'm glad we're not arrogant, because I think we really like to hold on to that identity of, well, you know, nobody likes us, we're from Philly, but that's all right because we got each other. So I think it's a little bit of an identity shift. Like, people don't know how to take being winners because for so long we never won.
Yeah, and Fly Rob, that makes a lot of sense. I appreciate the phone call, man. And by the way, he's the first one to break the 27 points prediction. He predicted 38-21. That does make sense because I myself am having that issue. Like, how do you deal with finally being a winner when you were a loser for that long period of time? You know, to be truthful, when the clock hit zero and they won the Super Bowl, the meteor could have hit and I would have been fine. I would have been like, all right, I'm good. Because I, like many of you out there, was like, I can die happy. They won a Super Bowl. I'm good. I no longer have to hear it from my fans who aren't, or my friends who aren't Eagles fans, my family who aren't Eagles fans. I no longer have to hear the complaining, you know? And anytime they want to talk smack to me, it's like, oh, by the way, well, we won the Super Bowl last year, so how can you do that? A lot of my family's from New York, so they're Giants fans, and they can't. They can't say anything. And it's a beautiful thing, finally. Because for years, it was like, we were winning those divisions. We were getting to the NFC Championship game. We were clearly one of the best teams. Some years I feel like we were the best team in the NFL, and I'm looking at that year that we lost to Tampa Bay. You definitely would have won the Super Bowl that year, but all those years, it was like we couldn't get over the hump. So no matter how good you were, the haters would come out and say, yeah, but you still didn't get to the Super Bowl. You still didn't do it. Finally get one, you lose to Bill Belichick. You finally get back, you know, 14 years later, and you win the damn thing with a backup quarterback. So I'm definitely still in shock. At the same time, though, the season is going on. You know, the Eagles play today. So while, yeah, I'm still in shock and I am adjusting, and I think that the Thursday night game definitely has something to do with it. You're no longer thinking, all right, on to the next one, because on to the next one is, yeah, it's a bunch of days away. I'll worry about it when it comes. You know, we've got the Sixers, we've got the Flyers. Well, a bunch of days away is today. It's a few hours away. But, you know, if you disagree, 610-632-0975, I just feel like there's a Super Bowl hangover. I do want to actually get back to the game, though. What's your biggest concern going into this game? What are your biggest concerns? Mine is the offensive line of the Philadelphia Eagles against this Carolina pass rush. It's not so much who is the pass rush, it's who is blocking for the Eagles. You've got a banged up Jason Peters, you've got a banged up Lane Johnson. Those two didn't play well when they were healthy. Now they're banged up. That is my biggest concern. What's yours? Let's go to Steve in Havertown. Steve, you're on the Fanatic.
Yeah, Pat, I got two questions. One, is this going to be a critical game for the Eagles moving forward?
I think every game is a critical game for the Eagles moving forward. You only have 16 of them, and they're 4-3 right now. I mean, so, or I'm sorry, 3-3. Every game is critical for them.
And two, if the Eagles make the playoffs but have a bad record, 9-7, but are getting better as they get into the playoffs, are you okay with that? Because at the end of the day, isn't it getting into the playoffs and then seeing what happens?
Yeah, that's all that matters, Steve. all that matters is you get in the playoffs. Like, if they squeak in and it's anyone's game. It's literally anyone's game. So if they squeak in with the talent that they have on this roster, but if they're clicking late in the season,
exactly,
I'm good with that. Now, am I going to be happy leading up to it? No. I mean, it's a lot like taking your dog to the vet. They're not happy, but they need the flu shot, or your kid to the vet, or your kid to the doctor. I'm screwing this up because I took my dog to the vet like a week ago. But you get the analogy. They're not happy about it, but they need it. So I'm not going to be happy when they're losing, this game, that game. But if it results in eventually getting to the playoffs, because they were able to beat the Giants here, they were able to beat Carolina there, they were able to beat, Indianapolis there. If you piecemeal all those wins that they should have gotten anyway, but you combine those with the wins that they should have gotten and they lost, like the Tampa Bay game, like the Tennessee game. Look, man, as long as they get to the playoffs, that's all I care about.
And I think that's the key that we got to really focus on. If we get to the playoffs, it's anybody's game. They have the experience. Let's see what happens. I think we're putting too much pressure on ourselves to win every single game.
Steve, I agree. What's the final score of the game?
24-22.
Steve, I appreciate the phone call, and I hope you are correct. 610-632-0975. Mike in Westchester, I got you coming up next. I got to hit a break. I am Pat Egan with you until 10 o'clock on The Fanatic.
97.5, The Fanatic. NFL Week 7. The Birds are 3-3 and are back at the link this Sunday with the Carolina Panthers.
The Birds came back strong, destroying the Giants last week, and are home favorites this week.
Join Devon Gibbons, Bob Cooney, Tyrone Johnson, and NFL alum John Clark starting at 10 a.m. live from Sugar House for the Fanatic pregame show. After the game, join the Joes, Torty, and Stasak. They'll be taking your calls and instant reaction on the Fanatic postgame show. All the pre- and post-game action is on Philadelphia's football station, 97.5. The Fanatic.
These days, it's hard to get anyone to look up from their phone. From texting to posting to playing games, it's become our national obsession. Me? I still can't get enough of those angry birds. But when it comes to buying an engagement ring, that smartphone of yours is more like a dumb phone. Because a device is no substitute for advice. And nobody gives better engagement ring advice than Benari Jewelers. We're diamond experts, real live human beings who are trained to listen first, ask questions, and guide you to the perfect ring. There's no app for that, my friends. Benari Jewelers' quality is unsurpassed, with an amazing selection in every price range. And unlike the internet, we let you see and touch the rings before you buy them. So use that smartphone of yours to map directions to Benari Jewelers in Exton and Newtown Square. Or if you're not quite ready to talk, visit BenariJewelers.com.
Are you ready to get in, get out, and get paid flipping houses in the Philadelphia area? If so, here's an amazing opportunity for you. The NV Real Estate Academy has created a three-step paper flip strategy that allows you to write an offer, sell the offer, and get paid. With this strategy, you'll learn how to flip a house without swinging a hammer or using any of your own cash or credit. Now, for a limited time, the NV Real Estate Academy would like to share this strategy with you for free. Call 1-800-614-2029 right now to get your free Hidden Treasures and Wholesale Properties kit and find out how you can get paid writing offers. Call 800-614-2029 now, and NV Real Estate Academy will also give you four free tickets to a training workshop, which also includes a free smartwatch and Nick Vertucci's new book, Seven Figure Decisions. All these gifts are free just for attending, plus an opportunity to network with like-minded investors. Call 800-614-2029. That's 800-614-2029 to get your free wholesale kit. Call now.
What are you writing on your napkin?
I'm adding up my checking account rewards.
Rewards?
Sure. Ardent Credit Union's free checking pays me serious cash every month for buying things with my debit card.
Stop free checking with rewards. Next, you'll be talking unicorns.
It's true. I do a few things to qualify, stuff I do anyway, and then I earn cash back. Plus, I get refunds on ATM fees.
Is your checking account paying you? Visit ardentcu.org to learn about Ardent's cashback checking. Federally insured by NCUA.
Grit,
It's not just a word. It's a way to live. At Arden Credit Union, we believe that having the perseverance and passion to never quit in the face of adversity says a lot about a person. This fall, Arden Credit Union wants to reward local high school athletes with grit. Does your son or daughter have an unwavering work ethic on and off the field? Visit 975thefanatic.com/contest/grit to nominate your student athlete with grit. And your kid could win a $100 gift card courtesy of Arden Credit Union.
It's that time of year again to consider replacing your old drafty windows and doors before another cold winter season rolls in. So delay no further and call my good friends at Guided Door and Window. You'll feel at ease with the no obligation, no pressure approach of the free in-home consultation with one of Guided's knowledgeable reps as they work to assess your needs and provide quality window and door options at an affordable price. And if you decide that Guided is the right company for you, you'll be able to start enjoying all the benefits of their expertly installed, highly energy efficient windows and doors without putting any money down, and you'll get the luxury of paying off your project interest-free for up to 36 months. Not to mention, you'll also receive 20% instant savings off all windows and doors. So that's 20% off all windows and doors, $0 down, and 0% interest payments for up to 3 full years. But you must act now. This offer is for a limited time and restrictions apply. For full details, call Guida today and schedule a free, no-obligation in-home estimate. The number is 1-877-GO-GUIDA or check them out online at goguida.com. That's go, G-U-I-D-A.com.
My seafood restaurant has a giant walk-in freezer. We call her Big Frosty. I don't know how many years she's got left in her or how much each ice cube is costing me, but I do know that she keeps the fish cold.
You don't have to be an expert, because Pico has lots of ways to help your business save energy and money, like high-efficiency equipment incentives to replace Big Frosty. Visit pico.com/smartideas. Pico, the future is on.
Would you like to see actual magic? All you have to do is call 1-800-GOT-JUNK and prepare to be amazed. We make junk disappear right before your eyes. All you have to do is point, send us a signal, and we'll be there in clean, shiny trucks
and snappy, happy uniforms.
Point at anything you wish was gone. Gone!
We're really good at this.
All you have to do is point. Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK
or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.
Tune in to The Fanatic for the weekly Players Health Report on the Mike Vecinelli Show, presented by Penn Medicine's Heart and Vascular Center. With locations throughout the region, Penn is where you need it most. Close to home, locations at PennHeart.org.
The Vecinelli Station, 97.5, The Fanatic.
It's game day!
It is game day, that is correct. Thank you, Trey. I cannot wait for 1 o'clock. Come Pat Egan. You can follow the show on Twitter at @Pat_Egan. I do want to read a few tweets before I get back to the phones. So Mike, just sit tight. I'm going to get to you in a second. Sean Kruger tweets in, many of us, more than the league and sports talk care to admit, simply no longer give a you-know-what about the NFL. Out-of-touch players, soft rules have alienated a large percentage of people. Product bores me. I don't think you're going to find many people out there that don't agree that football today is not as good as it was, you know, let's say 10 years ago. Now, the athletes are better. The product that they're putting out there with these ticky-tack calls, the flags, what's a catch, what's not, you know, the sacking the quarterback rule is the biggest joke I've ever seen. It does ruin the experience. Because the first thing you do on key plays, like you need a touchdown or you need a stop, you know, and what is the first thing you did when Tom Brady threw the ball to the end zone? Where's the flag? Where's the flag? There's got to be a flag. Where's the? Oh, there's no flag. It's no longer the jubilation of we did it. It's all right. Let's temper it. There's got to be a flag somewhere. The referee's scrounging for it. So I definitely think the product of the NFL has suffered big time. Another tweet that I want to read in from Frank Fochtman. It's a few things. I feel like Thursday night game hurts in a lot of ways when it comes to buzz. I agree with that. Also, the Super Bowl win segments the fans where before we were all united and all thirsty. Now among fans, there's different levels of thirst. It's strange. I agree with that, too. There's the fan base before the Super Bowl that was, hey, no matter what happens this year, they get a reprieve. They won the Super Bowl. Everything's fine. Then there was the fan base that was, no. We're not done here. I expect a Super Bowl this year as well. But we do have a game to play. What is your biggest concern with the game? And at the very end of it, I'll ask you your final score. Mike in Westchester has been waiting patiently. Mike, you're on The Fanatic.
Hey, Pat, good job, man. Great show.
I appreciate it. How are you?
I'm doing well. I think people are a little off base for this game, in my opinion. The weather will have an impact, with especially the wind, so the score is going to be brought down some. I'm concerned about Cam Newton and his ability to create plays. That is a real concern. The line has to contain him. If they don't, it could be a problem.
He has dominated third down conversions with his legs. I mean, I think like 50% of their conversions have been because Cam Newton scrambles out of the pocket and just runs for the first down. And that is where the linebackers really have to contain that guy.
Yeah, watch Greg Olsen.
Yeah, and that's the issue is like, who do the linebackers like look at? Do you look at, if you're a linebacker, you've got Greg Olsen, then you've got Christian McCaffrey.
You can't forget him.
And then, by the way, Cam Newton's running now, so I got to go cover that guy. Like, it's definitely going to be a mismatch in a lot of ways. If they can bottle those guys up, though, it should be an easy day, but that's a lot easier said than done.
It is. And the secondary, the key, I think, is that you have the consistency on offense, but also both lines have to be consistent. You have to get pressure on the O-line. You got to protect Wentz. You don't do that. And Carolina's D is pretty darn, they're not a bad defense. So
they have one of the best linebacking cores in the NFL that doesn't get talked about because of the Carolina Panthers.
They do. The secondary's iffy, but the front seven is pretty solid. And I just think that that was been a problem. And I don't know if I'm ready if they turn the corner yet. They beat a really bad Giants team. So I want to see more consistency today. Better play from, because believe me, the secondary didn't play great in that Giants game. I want to see them play up to par. You know, that's what I want. Because they don't, they're going to lose.
Really quick, what's the final score of the game?
24-21. It's a close game.
24-21. I appreciate the phone call, man. I think the secondary played pretty well against the Giants. I mean, they were able to, keep Odell Beckham Jr. in check. I think they played pretty well, but I do need to see more because, as he said, they beat a bad Giants team. I'm not ready to say, all right, hey, they're back. They finally played the way we thought they should play all season. But at the end of the day, they played a team that is contending for the number one overall pick in the draft. That's a complete dumpster fire in the New York Giants, where really it was, they've got a quarterback that his own teammates are like, yeah, we're ready to move on from this guy. He's done. And yet all you really had to worry about was Saquon Barkley. And they weren't able to bottle him up, but then again, I don't think a lot of teams are going to be able to bottle that guy up this season because he's going to win the Rookie of the Year. But so far for the scores, 27-6, 27-17, 27-13, 38-21, 24-22, 24-21. Everybody has the Eagles winning. What say you? 610-632-0975. Let's go to Mitch in East Windsor. Mitch, you're on the Fanatic.
Come on, Tyler. Good show. Nice to talk to you.
Yeah, nice to talk to you too, man.
Yeah, Cam Newton, he's a heck of a quarterback. He's the main guy. I hope Fletcher Cox has a big game. And they also have the best offensive weapon, too, between the two teams in McCaffrey. So maybe this game will go to overtime.
Yeah, a lot of games are going to overtime, Mitch. I mean, it's like an NFL record this season. A ton of games are going to overtime. What's your biggest concern with the game, though?
It's really in the Cam Newton. I mean, he's kind of like, he's not as good as Dan Marino. He can run fast, but he just makes everybody better. But he's a little bit inconsistent, though, you got to admit. But
it's a question of what kind of Cam Newton are you getting? Are you getting bad Cam Newton? And if you're getting bad Cam Newton, he's just a perpetual child out there. If he's good Cam Newton and clicking, he's really tough to beat. You know, if he's the MVP from, 3 years ago, that's a guy that is really tough to contain. If he's Cam Newton, the last time the Eagles played, the Panthers, and he was virtually ineffective, then it should be an easy day. It really depends on, he's so Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde. I keep saying that analogy, but it's really true.
Hopefully our defensive line comes through and has a great game. And thanks for taking my call.
Well, real quick, Mitch, what's the final score?
I don't know what time. I think Eagles win by 6. I mean, on touchdown. Now it's a 10-minute rule. I know these refs don't want to go overtime. That's how I feel. I'm just shocked that there've been so many overtime games this year. I think the refs don't want to go in overtime, so they'll call an extra flag or two.
All right.
But, all right, thanks.
All right, appreciate the phone call, Mitch. A lot of games have been going in overtime. It's weird. Like, every week there's some game going in overtime. Real quick, I want to give the final total of the Twitter poll that I put out week 7, and it seems like there is just not a ton of buzz for this game. We've talked about a Super Bowl hangover for the team, but is there a Super Bowl hangover for the fans? 54% of the vote say no, there's no Super Bowl hangover. I think a lot of it has to do with the way they've played. They've played a lot of teams that people just don't seem to care about. Tennessee Titans don't get you up. Tampa Bay Bucks, they don't get you up. Even Jacksonville, you're playing a good defense next week, but the offense is, come on. I mean, that offense is a joke. So I think they need to play. The Rams, I think, will definitely it's go time for sure. But, right now I just feel like there's not a ton. But, obviously the fans have voiced their opinion, and they say, Pat, you are wrong. Appreciate all the phones, all the people that called in, all the people that tweeted in. Don't forget, coming up next, the Fanatic pregame show and watch party. You can join Devon Givens, Bob Cooney, Tyrone Johnson, and an NFL alum, John Clark, today, starting at 10 a.m., which is in 5 minutes, at Fishtown Hops and Sugar House Casino for the Fanatic pregame show. First 97 fans grab a Fanatic prize pack and qualify to score tickets to the Dallas game. Stay for the official Fanatic watch party with Andrew Selchunas. See the game on Fishtown Hops' huge 10x10 big screen. You got Dollar Dogs, $2 Miller Lights, drafts, and $12 Miller Lite buckets. Plenty of free parking. Presented by Sugar House Casino. Philly loves a winner, supported by Visit Philly and Gerhard's Appliances. I will be back with you guys to do the in-game with Tyler Zuli coming up at 1 o'clock. But stay tuned next for the Fanatic pregame show. Coming up next, thanks everybody. I am Pat Egan, seeing you in a couple hours.
97.5, The Fanatic.